My name is Esther Becker, and I'm from Omaha, Nebraska. Hello. I just graduated high school, and tonight I want to share with you how God changed my prayer life. So it all started back my freshman year of high school, and I went to my first Steubenville conference. It's actually the one that we're at tonight. And before the conference, my prayer life was not the strongest at all. The group of friends that I was with, they were not leading me to Christ. They didn't care about their prayer life, so that led me to not care about my prayer life. And also, I'm a person who loves to be on the go. I love hanging out with family and friends, and so I would constantly keep myself busy. I would never take that quiet time with the Lord. I would never just sit down and just be quiet. And honestly, I thought that I didn't know how to pray. I felt like I didn't use the right words. I felt like I didn't use the right methods. And I felt like God didn't want to hear my prayers, that they weren't important, that they were stupid. And during that time, I felt restless. I had no peace. I had no calmness with the Lord. And I felt overall disconnected. My heart felt disconnected from the Lord. And that all changed on Saturday night adoration. Per usual, I was having trouble sitting still. My mind was constantly going from thought to thought, like what I ate that morning or what I was going to do after adoration. And I was getting frustrated because I knew that God wanted to invite me in. I knew that He wanted to invite me into His heart. And I just started crying out to God, like, God, let me encounter you. Let me feel your love. Let me feel that comfort and that calmness and that peace. And right as I said that, before I was even finished with the prayer, I felt this inviting, warm presence just fall over me. And God's sweet, gentle voice within that stillness and within that quietness, God said, I miss you. I miss your heart. I miss your friendship with me. I miss that intimacy between us. And that just left me in awe because the God that I had rejected and the God that I said, oh, I'm too busy for you. I don't want to talk to you. I'm going to go do this other thing. He's the one that came back to me and said, I miss you. And the way He was looking at me, the way He was holding my heart in His hands, in that quietness, I have never felt so much peace, and I have never felt so much calmness in my life. And it totally changed my perspective on prayer because it reminded me that prayer doesn't have to be fancy words. It doesn't have to be an hour-long prayer to God. It just has to be you and God just sitting quietly together, enjoying each other's presence, looking at each other in the eyes. And that's what me and God were doing in that moment. I felt so cherished. I felt like a princess. And so I encourage all of you guys tonight during adoration just to close your eyes, to quiet your soul, and just be in the moment with the Lord, because it's going to be in that moment of quietness and in that moment of stillness, that He is going to reveal Himself to you. And I know for a fact that He misses every single one of your beautiful souls, all of you, and He wants to reveal Himself to you.